This is Cliff Reed from Recess.me. Thanks for inviting me to rant on your show. My rant is about trying to kill people with rapid sequence intubation. Specifically, those nincompoops who give big doses of propofol for induction. In my view, propofol is fine for ED procedural sedation, where it has a proven safety record. But there are some physicians who prefer to reach for propofol as their first-line induction agent for RSI in the ED or ICU. This may, of course, be alien to many North American listeners who might predominantly use etomidate for all their RSIs. I can assure you, however, that all over the world, probably as I speak, critically ill patients are being given propofol for RSI. I have a problem with this practice. Many patients in the emergency department, and even more according to the literature in the ICU, are pretty sick prior to RSI. That's why we're intubating them. Patients may have septic shock or cardiogenic shock. There are trauma patients who are obviously hypovolemic, and more importantly, there are those who do not yet appear hypovolemic. Many of our patients have acute central nervous system disease with assumed intracranial hypertension, where maintenance of arterial pressure is critical to brain perfusion. So, our patients requiring RSI in the ED or ICU are patients in whom a significant drop in blood pressure can be harmful or even fatal. Which induction agent, then, would be the most consistently stupid choice for critical care RSI? That's right, the pretty white medicine that has been shown in multiple studies to decrease systemic vascular resistance and stroke volume without any increase in heart rate. It suppresses the baroreceptor reflex. In summary, a drug that induces hypotension through several mechanisms and inhibits the compensatory response that might prevent the hypotension being profound or leading to cardiac arrest. So what on earth motivates an otherwise functioning human to make a decision this dumb? On the whole, these are doctors at least as smart as me who have read the pharmacology and should know what they're doing. Let's look at some reasons that are given. Before we do that, though, a bit of background. In many hospitals in Britain, RSI is still, for historical reasons, done by anesthesiologists. In many hospitals in Europe, the absence of emergency physicians means that critical care in the resuscitation room is delivered by on-call staff from the anesthesia service. Many of these individuals inappropriately extrapolate their elective anesthesia practice to the resuscitation setting and use their favorite elective anesthesia drug, propofol, for clinical scenarios in which it should not be used. So what happens when this practice is challenged? When the emergency physician asks the anaesthetist if they might want to consider an alternative, more cardio-stable induction agent. Sometimes that's met with the condescending and factually incorrect response of, "I do this all the time." Bollocks, mate, you don't. What you do all the time is elective anesthesia. Resuscitating sick patients in the resus room is what I do all the time. I think you're confusing yourself with me. Something else that perpetuates this practice is the ad nauseam repeated statement that anesthetic trainees are encouraged to recite for their postgraduate specialty exams. When asked what drug they should use for a particular situation, which induction agent they would use, "The right drug is the one with which you're most familiar." This is, of course, complete The right drug is the one that isn't going to kill the fucking patient. Let me give you an analogy. A truck driver is given the task of getting through a narrow alleyway. You offer to lend him your bicycle, your nice and narrow bicycle, perfect, in fact, for negotiating the 1 meter wide gap between the walls of the alley. He replies, "No thanks, the right vehicle is the one with which I'm most familiar," and gets in his 20-ton juggernaut and proceeds to hammer it into the alleyway, tearing down 2 tenement blocks full of people, killing everyone inside. The bike would have resulted in far less destruction, despite his relative unfamiliarity with it. But hey, you guys are expert at this. Of course you know about the hypotensive effects of propofol. But it's okay, because you've thought ahead and drawn up some vasopressor. Yes, you know, that chaser of ephedrine or phenylephrine or metaraminol. See, it's all covered. Relax. I do this all the time. just a minute. You're telling me you know this shit is poison, so you're going to give the antidote after the harm is done? You're going to willingly drop my head-injured patient's cerebral perfusion pressure and then fuck around with vasopressors after the event so you can tidy up the numbers on the chart? Pressure is not flow, idiot, and some patients will arrest with propofol while your chaser is still sitting in the syringe. So your arguments for using propofol don't wash with me. You don't do this all the time, I do. No matter how familiar you are with the drug, it still f***ing causes hypotension. Drawing up a vasopressor is just an admission that this drug has harmful side effects, which are potentially lethal in the critically ill. So, put that white medicine down. Step away from the propofol. According to Wikipedia, of the 196 countries in the world, there are still six that allow execution by lethal injection. But even these ethical outliers restrict them to criminals on death row. There appears to be no official sanctioning of the execution of critically ill patients with anesthetic drugs. So do not muck it around in my resus room confusing elective anesthesia with critical care resuscitation. I don't want you ramming your big truck up my tiny alleyway. Ever.